Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your favorite host at Kenya TSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today, I'm just super excited to be back on my throne. It's co-host Monday, and coming up a little bit later, the beautiful and the talented, very, very intelligent Miss Taylor is stepping into the building as we revisit the very first conversation we ever had here in the Candy Shop. It's co-host Monday, and we're talking about the power of change, and it's part two. So definitely make sure you stay tuned for that. Now, of course, it's New Music Monday. You know we have the latest that's on your radio, and we got new music from Letticy, John Legend. Oh, my God, Demetrio McKinney is so much more. So definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or you can listen to the show on the go from wherever you are by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into all the fun. Now, I'm super excited. If you're looking at me live on Facebook, we are doing something very special for the very first time in the Candy Shop. So you definitely want to add Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. So you can say plugged into the sun as well. But as I mentioned, it's a new music Monday, and as I promised you, I'm bringing you nothing but the hottest new music. She said this is her last album. Only time will tell. It's new music from Tamar Braxton. It's called Run Run. Right here live.
Yeah. He fall pretty high when he keep that pum-pum. Head up in the skies, make him wanna come. Come fly to my love like the bullet out the gun. The control of my body, boy, come and get you some.
Kenya Kardashian, number one in Bama, number one in the South, number one in doing what she do.
Sweetest thing I've ever known.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Kenya Show.
New Music Monday here live in the Candy Shop. That was new music from Tamar Braxton, Run Run. Tell a friend to log in. She said it's her last album, and according to Facebook, a few people were saying she should go ahead and enforce that thing. We love you, Tamar, and I actually like the Blue Burden of Happiness. Check out her new album. We have more new music, so definitely tell a friend to log in. It's co-host Monday, and a little bit later in the show, the counselor of the Candy Shop, Miss Taylor, is making her way in the building as we revisit the very first conversation we ever had here in the Candy Shop, and we're talking about change, and boy, have things changed here in the last 5 years. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or you can listen on the go from wherever you are by simply calling 818-572-2935 to say plug into the sun. Watch me on Facebook, at Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, and we're trying something very, very new today. So I definitely hope you guys enjoy it as you're watching around the world. Now, I don't know how your weekend was. My weekend was really chill. I got the chance to kick it with my family. Got the chance to eat really good, so you know that's enough for me. But maybe your weekend was if it was, here in the Candy Shop, we have a way to make things better. What we do here is we take a moment, we pause what's going on, and we just break from the world. It's called Our Waiting to Exhale Moment. It's one of my favorite soundtracks, to be honest. But every now and then, you just need a moment to yourself where you can just reset. What you do is you breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 5 seconds and then exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. That's easy to remember. 4, 5, 6. Now, don't worry about the counting. I'm going to take care of that. So while you're inhaling, try to inhale a new start. And as you exhale, try to blow out all the BS that has you frustrated. So there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale, 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 exhale. Now repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times to yourself, and I'm promising you, whatever you had, you frustrated, will slowly begin to lose its power, but it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the chance to vent that I give you.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weaves, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
So on today's show, we're revisiting a topic. The very first show that I ever did here in the Candy Shop, it was called The Power of Change. I remember the show just like it was yesterday. It featured myself, Morris, Kid Dupree. It was my introduction to the ATL blog called Takeover Crew. I was young. I was nervous. I was ready. I was all of those things. And major shout-out to Kid Dupree. Major shout-out to Morris Singer there for just being those individuals who saw so much in me and were willing to give me the chance. And they saw the Candy Shop way before the Candy Shop existed. So shout out to those brothers. But even then, I knew a long time ago that there were some changes going on within myself. Now, when it comes to transitioning, if you're watching me on Facebook, I got my good hair on. I'm going to put my nails on a little bit later. Put my little eyes and my lashes on just to sit up in the house. But I realized while I was living and things began to change that I had no control over, like losing Pastor Turner and losing my little brother, losing my cousin, losing a lot of family members, and death just happenings and hurricanes and storms and stuff that was just inevitable and stuff that you had no control over, I realized in this life you have to absolutely do everything that you want to do and begin to be around people that want to do the same things as you. Oftentimes, we get so stuck where we are because we won't leave the people that surround us. And the greatest gift I think my mother taught me to purchase myself is a long-handed spoon. We need to get to a point where we're channeling frequencies that add to us, that make us grow, that make us better, instead of just being around people because they're familiar or it feels good. Maybe I'm just tripping, but these are the voices in my head. I made the change for me. Maybe you need to make a change for you. And the power of change is the conversation of today. On Co-host Monday, coming up a little bit later, Miss Taylor, the counselor of the Candy Shop, is making her way into the building for a candid conversation. Make sure you log on to Facebook Live to check out the Candy Shop Live. I'm sitting pretty. Hit us up, blogtalkradio.com/ Touch a Neighbor, or 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into all the fun. This is my favorite part of the show. It's where we get to be inspirational before we turn up, and the turn up is also real. After the Voices in My Head segment, we have a throwback segment when Jay Wright of V Magazine had a candid conversation with Demetria McKinney from 2 years ago, talking about her influence of Whitney Houston. And last night on TV One, we had the chance to see Demetria McKinney play Whitney Houston. Well, we're going to talk with Demetria McKinney. Well, throw it back to Demetria McKinney and Jay Wright right here live in the Candy Shop. But before we do that, here's Jhené Aiki with Frequencies right here live in the Candy Shop. It's the Voices in My Head.
Let them know that you love them.
where you can love. Oh, free my city, free my city. Bless my situation, show me love. Bless the generation, let them know that you love, know that there's love. Never far, we are never. Frequently, as I release these frequencies, speak to me. Every low foul listen, I please keep from me. As I release these frequencies, oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, give me freedom. Bless the generation, give them mercy. Bless the situation. That you love. Oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, show me love. Bless the generation, let them know that you love, know that they love. Never far, that there's love. Lead them from temptation, make them royalty. All the things we face and make us question it. Lead us to salvation, pour that oil, please. That's how we become kings and queens.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
Candy Shop.
And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the Candy Shop.
Oh, it's your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the Candy Shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Ed, this is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the Candy Shop. Keep it right here.
It's New Music Monday here in the Candy Shop. Co-host Monday getting ready to pop off in just a matter of moment. Miss Taylor is stepping into the building. That was new music from Janae Akio. I like it. It's called Frequency right here live in the Candy Shop. We just wrapped up the Voices in My Head. Well, you guys have to live intentionally for you, not for nobody else, not for any circumstance, simply for you. That's what I'm doing. And I appreciate you guys for allowing me to do that. For the past 5 years, we've been rocking out here in the Candy Shop. Well, I just released my T-shirt, the Social Media CEO T-shirt. You guys have been showing so much love. Shout out to the amazing and beautiful Shardon Reynolds of She Princess. She has been helping me make this dream come to life, and I appreciate it. Shout out to everyone who's purchased their Sweetness and 52-Week Self-Knowledge Journal. I appreciate you guys. I really, really do. The book is available. If you holler at me in the streets, I got it on me. The book is available on Amazon. Amazon just sent me my first check from the book, so that feels amazing. Like, this is just so surreal. And I give God the glory. You know, even losing my brother gave me the push to get to this point. So shout out to God, shout out to Life Lessons, and thank you guys for supporting the Candy Shop. As promised, it's a New Music Monday, and coming up a little bit later, we got new music from Lettucey. Also, co-host Monday is popping off today, and we are revisiting the very first conversation here in the Candy Shop that we ever had, the power of change. I remember the very first show where we're doing part two today in the counselor of the Candy Shop. Miss Taylor is stopping by at 3:30, so definitely tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. If you're watching online on Facebook Live, we're doing something totally new. I hope you guys like it. I feel amazing. Shout out to everybody showing so much love. Last night was a big night on television. TV One premiered Bobby Christina, the biopic of Bobby Christina's life in her final days after her mother passed. Now, I didn't get to see the movie in its entirety, but I did get the chance to see the first hour of the movie. And what I can say from what I saw, Demetria McKinney played the hell out of Whitney Houston. There were moments when I was looking and I was a little bit nervous because I am a big fan of Whitney Houston. I don't like anybody to try to redo a Whitney Houston track or a Whitney Houston movie, anything, but Demetria McKinney did a great, great job playing Whitney Houston. Now, I want you guys to hit me up on Facebook Live, Kenya Kardashian. We're live right now in the Candy Shop. I want to know how you guys felt about Bobby Christina. It premiered last night on TV1. It's coming back on really, really soon. Of course, you know that. But we're going to throw back here in the Candy Shop. Shout out to Jay Wright of V Magazine. That man has done so many great things in the Candy Shop, like this exclusive from a few years ago with Demetria McKinney talking about the importance of Whitney Houston, the shade from when she was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and child, when she used to be in love, and apparently that ain't work out. Here's a throwback in the Candy Shop.
All right, it's your boy Being Jay Wright sitting in the Candy Shop with me. Actress, singer, newest housewife, Miss Demetria McKinney. What's going on, boo?
Hey, boo. How you doing?
Oh, I am great. And we know you are the newest housewife. How was it actually watching season 7 come to fruition?
It was kind of surreal. You know, seeing all the things that they had been doing before Claudia and I joined the team was good for me to see, because I'm still getting to know who these ladies are. You know, on camera, some of them have different personalities. Off camera, some of them are different people totally. So watching what they were going to do for this season kind of set the tone for what I knew to be true coming later.
Oh, absolutely. You know what, though, I've noticed, because, of course, you know we do a little bit of Insta stalking. I've been all over your Instagram and just seen how much support you've given to all of the ladies, really. So it seems to be that you are fitting in as a housewife.
I fit in where I can. You know, but I'm not trying to force anything with anybody. There are a couple of girls in the clique that I really have meshed with, and regardless of whether or not I was ever on this show, if we had the opportunity to just sit and chop it up the way that we have, I would genuinely still mess with them. Like, you know, Claudia is my ninja. Cynthia is such a sweetheart, you know, and even me and Kenya, you know, surprisingly, we clicked, you know. So I've really been trying to be a positive of all the chaos that can be this show. But people are gonna see me in my totality.
It definitely seems like we know what side of the fence that you are on.
Well, you know, that's the sad part. It's like, you know, yeah, there's definitely a fence, but it's not by choice. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you come in and you're trying to be nice to everybody and people really just ain't giving you the time, people trying to be shady off top for no reason other than, you know, whatever's going on in their life got them unhappy, you have no choice but to gravitate towards the people you naturally click it with.
Of course, you've been making headlines lately for possibly being one of the housewives' best dressed. But how does that feel? I mean, you sit next to supermodels and things of that nature, and you snatched.
It's rewarding. It's really rewarding. I've grown in my fashion sense, and I think that life kind of takes you on a journey that you just have to kind of fill in the blanks with. And my fill in the blank happens with my wardrobe. And I love the team that I have now.
We first came to love you doing, you know, sitcoms and actual, you know, screen work. How has it been different now switching over to reality TV?
Oh, this is so different. This was, you know, and I have to admit, a lot of actors, including myself, have this perspective of reality television that, you know, it's not real, it's not acting. Coming into this and having to really, really put my life on the big screen versus portray somebody else's character is nerve-wracking. You're naked, you are aware of every flaw in your life, but when people are aware of them, it's a totally different thing, and it can bring out the nastiest of things in people.
I may just be a da-da-da-da because I never put two and two together. Maybe I'm just looking blind. But you in love? What's up?
I have been in love with Roger Bob about a long time. Some years and years and years. And we made it a point to keep our relationship on the low because when you put something precious out there, people either are going to love it or hate it, but at the point that they hate it, they try to ruin it. We are not just in a relationship. Like, we work together. He's my best friend. We're business partners. He believes in my music, and he's been a big, big part of that dream coming true for me. So now that we're in that lane to that capacity, taking the next step with the Housewives and kind of introducing that to the world, because there has been speculations, there's been rumors and all that stuff, but finally validating it, I can't lie. I felt good. I felt good. My sister was happy. But I also recognize that it's going to make room for the haters and the naysayers and all that stuff. But we're ready. But we've been at this thing for a long time, boo.
That
hey,
is...
Roger Bob. Hey, boo.
Talk to us about your career and your deep passion. I know this is like your first love. You stumbled onto acting, but
absolutely,
singing is your baby.
Oh, yeah. Music has gotten me through. Like, when Whitney passed away, I posted a YouTube video with me singing I Will Always Love You to her after the one-year anniversary. And if people saw it, you know, that's great. But I'm hoping they saw the second part of the video, which was, you know, her music got me through. Her voice, her ability to tell a story that I didn't know how to express got me through a lot of stuff. And music has always been a passion for me. It was supposed to be acting into music, even Housewives. Housewives I agreed to do because I wanted the platform for the music, not because I wanted the drama-filled fun that it is.
That was a throwback here in the Candy Shop with our very own Jay Wright of V Magazine having a candid conversation with friend of the Candy Shop, Demetria McKinney, who last night, in my opinion, slayed her performance as Whitney Houston in the biopic for Bobby Christina. Now, I didn't get to see the film in its entirety, but on Facebook, the people are raving her performance, as well as saying that they believe Nick had something to do with the murder. Hit us up on Facebook. Let us know what's up. Kenya Kardashian at Kenya PSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And I always say plug into the Candy Shop at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Call us in live 818-572-2935 so that you can take the fun with you wherever you go. It's New Music Monday as well as it's co-host Monday in just a matter of minutes. The counselor of the Candy Shop, the beautiful and intelligent Miss Taylor, is making her way in the building as we take a trip down memory lane and talk about some changes that have taken place in our lives right before your eyes, right here live in the Candy Shop. Speaking of New Music Monday, Demetria McKinney just released her new album, Officially Yours. I'm really, really loving it. I think you guys should check it out. On the album, she featured her remake of You Give Good Love by Whitney Houston, and I figured it's only right that we play it here live in the Candy Shop. Here's Demetria McKinney with You Give Good Love in the Candy Shop. Up next, Taylor Live. It's New Music Monday. That was new music from Demetria McKinney, where you give good love. It's a remake of Whitney Houston. If you guys watched TV One last night, Demetria McKinney portrayed Whitney Houston in the final days of Bobby Christina's life after her mother's death as a ghost that just cannot go away. And Demetria McKinney did a great, great job. She's a friend of the Candy Shop, so we had to show her some love. We played a throwback featuring her and the king of the Candy Shop, Jay Wright of V Magazine. So from the Candy Shop to you, Demetria McKinney, we definitely salute you, queen. Congratulations on the album. Make sure you guys go get it, officially yours. It's officially out right now. Shout out to Demetria McKinney. Now, we are taking a trip down memory lane here in the Candy Shop. Tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or listen to the show on the go from wherever you are by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into all the fun. And it wouldn't be a co-host Monday without bringing in the very first lady of the Candy Shop, Miss Taylor. You're live for co-host Monday. How you feeling, queen?
I am feeling awesome. How are you?
I am magnificent. Super excited to have you in the building. Thank you for the Cliff Notes via Facebook behind the scenes. If you guys are watching on Facebook Live, we're doing something totally different here in the Candy Shop. I hope you guys are enjoying your viewer pleasure. Miss Taylor, how have you been? It's been a long time since we had a co-host Monday. How you feeling, queen?
I know. It feels like forever, and I'm so excited to be back, and thank you for calling me. And I feel great. I feel great. I'm busy. I'm working. A lot of different things going on in my life, and I'm just excited to be here with you again. Thank you.
I'm super excited to have you. Usually, like I was saying on Facebook, usually Miss Taylor, it's a hoop going on between Miss Taylor and myself before every show. We've been doing this for about 5 years, and usually before every show, there is like this little tussle. And today, I think I was on the other end of how we usually feel because I was prepping to do this big surprise for you guys. If you sit up and look on Facebook, and I was just in a different world. But Miss Taylor, you keep me so calm, so I thank you for being able to be me for me. Like I, you know what I was trying to say, so thank you.
Yes, I got you. Yes.
It's been a long
I'm glad
time.
I was able to help.
Thank you so much. You keep me so calm. It's been a lot going on. Speaking of changes, let's go ahead and give your credentials, and then we'll discuss how that's even essential to the conversation we're having today about change.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone at the Candy Shop. I'm Alvina Myers Taylor, counselor of the Candy Shop. As Kenya calls me, the First Lady, I really love that. Thank you so much. I am a graduate of Tuskegee University, business administration, Troy University, counseling and human development. I've been working in the counseling field probably for the last 20 years or so, give or take a couple of universities. I think that maybe the last time we spoke, I was probably at Alabama State University or just transitioning from Alabama State University. I'm now at Tuskegee University, where I am the Dean of Student Life here. And I've been here for about 8 months now, and I really enjoy it. I love coming back home. In addition to all of that, I have a background in rehabilitation counseling as well. And so, yes, what do you say, Kim? I'm not your auntie.
Yeah, you're not my auntie. We didn't just say come here and talk right. When you say come here,
right.
Talk right today. She is talking right because she was talk right.
Well, that's just a little bit of my background.
And speaking of your background, you've made so many changes. Speaking of changes, I met you on the campus of the prestigious, profound, and newly renovated Alabama State University. As a young male, kind of lost, I don't think I would have made it through ASU without TRIO as a whole, but without you specifically, because it was like you really, really took me out of your arm, and it was like really like life stuff that you were teaching me outside of advising me for my classes, and that was such a huge change coming from being in that work environment for so long to where you are now. How has this change been for you? Because, you know, all change isn't good. All change takes time. How has this change been for you?
Well, I definitely have to get used to the non-one-on-one. As a counselor, you know, I have been had the privy to actually getting to know my students, developing a rapport with them, especially like with you and even a lot of my other students at Alabama State. I would see them on a daily basis and multiple times intervals throughout the day. So it's been a transition because being in administration, you don't really have that touch that you would like to have. One-on-one, your touch is more for the masses. So for me, because I like intimacy, you know, with people that I deal with, that's a transition for me or something to get used to that I'm not able to get to know each of my students as I had before.
That is totally a big difference, especially when you are used to performing at that capacity. Has this change changed you in any way? Have you seen some things in yourself that maybe you were yearning to get long time ago in your work experiences? Or are you just continuing to grow at a steady pace and you're pretty much the same as Taylor?
Well, I would definitely say this position and time of my life is stretching me into new directions, stretching me as far as what I'm capable of doing, making me expound on the things that I already know. It's a learning experience. I'm trying to implement some of that intimacy, you know, with some of the students that I might have more conversations with or more contact with than others. But yes, it's definitely different. It's definitely different, Kenya.
If you guys are just tuning in, Miss Taylor, if you're live in the candy shop, hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or listen to the show on the go from wherever you are by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the candy shop. We're just having a candy conversation, taking a trip down memory lane. Miss Taylor is not just a counselor of the candy shop, she's a counselor for Kenya for real in real life. And so it's very, very, it's a blessing to me to have you be a part of this show and for us to be sharing, speaking of changes, talking about all the changes that we go through. Now, we talk behind the scenes about how I appear on Facebook and how you feel about the change. We talk about behind the scenes the changes that your young men are going through as they grow from young boys to young men in your house. What changes are you noticing when it comes to college students? You left Alabama State, and now you're at Tuskegee University. Is there a change in the students from the different universities, or is it just from students in that time era to where we are right now?
I mean, I think the students are mostly the same, and they probably don't. What I do find now, Kenya, is that my role has reversed from when I first started. When I first started, I was young and kind of close to the age of some of the students, I would think, and more relatable. And now I'm a lot older. I'm probably the age of a lot of their parents. And so I've become the old lady that I didn't think I ever would become. So my mindset is a little bit different. And some of the things that I see are not the fact that it's different between each school. It's just the students. It's just probably for someone from my age group, I would probably call it a sense of entitlement. And what I mean by that is that today's students are very intelligent. They are very intelligent. They are very book smart. And because they are that, they feel as though they should be automatically rewarded. The problem is that most of them are highly intelligent, and most of them are, you know, very educated and well versed. So it's kind of difficult to just reward them based on that. One of the things I also find is that they lack, you know, probably the social skills needed. They might have what you could call the book sense, but the soft skills and the character building, things of that nature to make people grab onto you or gravitate to you, a lot of times a lot of our students don't have that. But I wouldn't say there's a difference between schools per se, just probably in the students.
Miss Taylor, if you're live in the candy shop, we're speaking about change. You went from a role where you were very, very hands-on with students, and now you're representing the masses. Now that's a lot of consideration, because when we were dealing with my schedule, you could understand why I didn't need to do this right now. Right now you're making decisions that affect everybody all at one time, regardless of those exceptions that some people may have. How does that make you feel in regards to, have your feelings changed in regards to how you make decisions now?
Yes, definitely, they have. Because as the administrator, what I found is that I don't have the privilege of sometimes giving that one-on-one, because what happens is that when you do, there's somebody that says, oh, well, you gave Johnny Joe this, so I need to get it too. And so when you make those kind of concessions, I've just found that it's most easiest for me, because of my personality, because I do have such a caring personality and I'm very empathetic and I like to take everything into consideration, I can't do that. I have to follow the book. And so I'm glad there are rules and procedures and things put in place. And so I find when I follow that, I keep myself and my emotions in check. I keep my decisions intact. And if someone needs to appeal, there is an appeal process that is also put in place. And that way I don't ever have to question my, no one ever will have to question my intentions or my integrity, and I'm safe. But yes, I have to do that. I have to, that's something that is different for me, because I do want to take individual case by case. But when you are involved with 3,000 students, it's difficult for you to do that.
Ms. Taylor is here live in the Candy Shop. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/pushyourneighbor. Listen to the show on the go, 818-572-2935. Look at the show on the go, Kenya Kardashian, on Facebook. Ms. Taylor, it's very, I love when you come in the Candy Shop. It's always a candy conversation. We always discuss so many things. Speaking of changes, professionally, you made a big change. We've seen you go from where you were at Alabama State to the dean where you are at Tuskegee University. That was a huge change for you. I knew internally that had to take a lot of courage for you to make that step. Just speaking professionally and personally, for that person, what was it for you, per se, that allowed you to accept that it was time for a change, but most importantly, accept that it was time for me to change what I was doing to start doing something?
Okay, so a candid conversation. I hope this conversation is not boring to the masses, because this is what it is. As I always give my disclaimer, this is what it was for me. This might not
right.
be what it is for you, but this is what it was for me. And the position in which I am in now, Kenya, this is something that I prayed about 20 years ago. It took 20 years to get here. I didn't know how to get here or when I was going to get here, but I knew when I was at Alabama State University, even when I started at Auburn University, Montgomery, I knew that I wanted to be in a position that I could influence, you know, the masses of students in a positive way. But I also knew I wanted to be in student affairs as a vice president, if not a vice president, a dean or something of that nature, in student affairs. And so in my day-to-day working, I just did the job. I just did what I love to do, which is working with students, enhancing students, developing students, making them better students. And years went by, and the opportunity arose. And when I saw it, I said, hey, this is what I do. This is what I've been doing. And at first, I was nervous and I was scared to even apply, because I knew it would be a definite change. It would take me out of my comfort zone. But I had been doing what I had been doing for 13 years, 12 years, and at some point in time, you have to ask yourself, do you want to stay here, or you want this to be consistent or complacent, or do you feel like you have more to give, and then you need to stretch yourself and move forward? And that's where I was, Kenya. I had a goal for one student to get out of Alabama State University. And in that transition, his goal was to get out of Alabama State University, and my goal was to move forward into progressing into my career. And God saw fit that that happened. And so it was not overnight. It was something that I actually been working toward, you know, for the last, you know. So I just think it's all about timing, and it's about your timing, it's about God's timing. And when you see an opportunity, seek the opportunity. If it's meant for you, it will be. And if it's not, it means it's not meant for you at that time.
You're talking some really good stuff. Miss Taylor here live in the Candy Shop. Tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the Candy Shop. Now, Miss Taylor, I definitely won't keep you long. I enjoy when you hang out with us here in the Candy Shop and always share advice on the things that are going on in your life from your perspective as the counselor of the Candy Shop. Now, one thing I noticed, there's a lot of changes going on around the world with things that are going on with storms. We just had a situation with Nate yesterday, then Harvey, and all of this stuff going on. On top of that, we have the president that we have. How are you handling these changes personally in a professional workplace? How are you keeping calm about how you feel? Or are you the individual that speaking out in the workplace, professionally amongst the students, about how you feel about the things that are taking place?
It depends on what kind of mood I am right in Kenya again. So now you're about to get. So it depends on the topic of discussion at the time. It also depends upon my mood at the time. But at this point in time, Kenya, it is so much transition that is going on through my life, just personally, professionally. Socially, there's so much that is going on. And so in order for me to stay sane, I just take it step by step. I don't overthink anything. I just kind of stay in my regimen and do the things that I know that I'm supposed to do. And again, I'm a God-fearing person, so I just kind of ask God to help me. A lot of times I take it into my own hands. And so I go a little crazy, but then I got to calm myself down and put it back in God's hand. But on a daily basis, what do? I think about the task that is at hand at the moment. I think about what am I responsible for and who am I responsible to. And those keep me focused on what needs to be done for the day.
Now, oftentimes we get the opportunity to make decisions about changes that are beneficial, but sometimes we make changes that don't really help out. When it comes to regrets or making moves to better yourself or coming from a change that didn't work out, how should people handle change when it isn't in your favor? Oftentimes the change that we want isn't the change that we get, but I feel like you got to keep moving. How do people handle change when it's not the change that you've been praying for, the change that you've been asking for?
I'm a pretty positive person, Kenya. So my answers will be for those who are positive people. You know, if you're a pessimist or someone is negative, you might not understand, you know, my faith, you know, but I really walk by faith. I really if there's a saying, you know, tough times don't last forever, but tough people do. And that's like one of my favorite sayings, because I feel like in life there are storms. And the thing about storms is that, you know, you never know when they're coming. And so all you can do is just do the best you can do and prepare, you know, try to prepare as much as possible. But when the storm comes, just stay fast, be strong, stand still. And then when it's over, rebuild and move forward. For those who things are not moving the way that they would like them to move, or they made a bad choice or a bad decision, I mean, don't give up. That's a part of life. How do you know what successes that you can make if you don't fail sometimes? Failure. So, I mean, you have to keep going. If you stop, you definitely have lost the battle. So if you fall, you know, get up, brush your knees off, brush your, you know, legs off, and keep on moving and try it again. I mean, most people don't have their successes on the first try, the second try, the third try. Again, I told you this is something that I've always wanted. I always wanted to be a dean or a vice president or something, and this is not where I'm stopping. So you just got to keep moving. I didn't know it was going to take 20 years for it to happen. But, you know,
wow.
If it's something that you are really want in life, you have to work for it. You can't push it. You just have to be steady in what you're doing. And then when it's that time will come. You better be prepared.
I love it. I love you. Every time you step into the candy shop, you drop gems of knowledge for us to take with us. And because of you, we are greater. Before you get out of here, let the people know how they can follow you on social media and stay plugged into absolutely everything you got going on, Ms. Taylor.
Okay. So, you know, that was really a professional candy shop session that we just had. I thought we were going to be fun and light today. But anyway.
I love people like
Miss Taylor. Miss Taylor like blah blah blah. No, but really, guys. On the other note that you don't see, I do like to have a good time and spend time with my professionalism. But you can find me at I did change my name on Facebook, guys. So it's no longer Myers Taylor. It's Abba Mawia, because I was trying to hide from those students, but now it's out there so everybody knows. It's Abba Mawia on Facebook.
I'm sorry.
On Instagram, it is Bina_B73. That's not really my professional, but you can hit me up there. AmyersTaylor73@yahoo.com. And I have a Snapchat also, but I don't know how to use it, Kenya, so you'll probably have to give me some kind of tutorial on how to use that Snapchat, because when the students found out that I was on it, they was like, oh, no, I was going to be spying. But I was really trying to be in a know.
Right. But we're going to work it out.
Those are the ways you can get in contact with me.
I appreciate you for rocking out with us in the Kitty Shop. I'm live on Instagram, and the florist is watching my video from floristry. So that just really did something to my spirit. Shout out to Natalie, friend of the Candy Shop. I appreciate you, Queen. Thank you, Miss Taylor, for always rocking out with us, hanging out with us here in the Candy Shop. You were so awesome. I appreciate you.
Kenya, thank
you
so much for always having me and thinking of me. I love you so much.
Oh, you're so awesome. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Continue to turn up. TU, Tuskegee University, is going to be a better place.
That's right.
Because you work there.
You know.
I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, Queen.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You do the same. Shout out to Miss Taylor for always hanging out with us here in the candy shop, always giving us information that we can take with us on the go. We revisit a conversation that was the very first conversation here in the candy shop, the power of change. And because of Miss Taylor, we are changing for the better. Shout out to everyone who's called in. The phone lines are lit up. I'm glad you guys are listening to the candy shop. I'm glad to be back. Shout out to everyone who's looked at us on Instagram Live, Facebook Live. Make sure you're following me so that you can do the same at KenyaTSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian. Ashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube, and I hope you guys enjoyed the special, I guess a surprise. I'm dressed up on Instagram and on Facebook, got my good hair on. I mean my good hair. It's only right that we keep the party going. We're going to end the show with more new music because it's New Music Monday each and every Monday in the Candy Shop. Here's the latest from one of my new favorite albums right now. Let Us See, Let Love Rule. This features John Legend. It's called Give You More right here live in the Candy Shop. I will see you guys the next Monday. Make sure you follow us everywhere. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Baby, I read you like a book. I see the writing on the wall. I see behind the look you gave me. You need something better. It could be so much better now.